Good morning, everyone. My name is Mabel Wild, and I would like to say welcome to another beautiful day on God's green earth. Before I speak today about caring, I would like to recognize our veterans, and for those of you who are in attendance, would you please stand and be recognized? Mr. Samuel standing in the back. We thank you all, and may God continue to bless you. Why do I care about this church? How much time do I have? It could take an hour. It could take more. I care about this church, our church, because this church openly and unconditionally cares not only about my family and everyone in it, but yours and yours and yours and people we don't even know. Our church embraces families new and established, traditional and non. It celebrates friendships rekindled and newly sparked, wise men guiding our youth. We embrace our differences and are joined together as one to rejoice in our universal love of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Like our Father's house, we have many rooms. There is room for us all. My children and yours depend on the faithful and loving stewards of this church to help mold the impressionable foundation of their young Christian lives. We are each other's neighbors. We are the body of Christ made in the Father's image. We care for one another, and together we can continue to make a difference. Who will watch over the children? Not just our children, but God's children. Will you? And will you? Getting to know your neighbor by taking that extra step to show you care can make all the difference. If we are to maintain the foundation that has been graciously laid before us, we must know those who have come before us, acknowledge their wisdom, and encourage others to take our place when we are gone. We simply need to care. Care about what happens to our neighbor. To paraphrase something R.C. once said in a Rise sermon, and R.C., if you're around, then once again he has slipped out on me. Oh, there he is. There he is. I listen to R.C. online. I may not actually attend the Rise service, but I do listen online, R.C. So once again, to paraphrase something R.C. once said, we are all created in God's image. We should not only show honor to God, but also to our neighbors and our children. Treat them with honor. Speak to them with honor. Show God that we care about them. Our church lovingly giggles, smiles, and sometimes bursts into full-blown laughter over the pure joy our little mustard seeds share. Like the tree near the water, the roots will be deep and the branches strong if we continue to steward our church in the ways that bring us closer to God. Pastor April once said, God has written on our hearts. He has written on our hearts that He loves us. This information has been there since before we were born. Our church has a reputation in the community for feeding the hungry, for clothing the cold, for healing the sick. God has written on our hearts, and it is shining brightly through. And speaking of hearts, did you know that Mr. Samuel, Mr. Robert Samuel, or Bob, yes, he's wandering in the back there, as one of the most celebrated volunteers at Naval Medical Center Balboa, I'm talking about you. There he is. And when I had my double knee replacement surgery at Balboa, he was there. He already knew that the TV in my room didn't work. So he made sure I had one that did. Thank you, Mr. Samuel. Thank you again. And by the way, he only charged me $8 to take that picture. Ken Brown. Where's Ken? Is he still here? Well, we know Ken. Ken Brown used to have a secret so sacred that he had to ask his mother's blessing to reveal what has been and still is a time-honored Brown family tradition. Do you know what it is? Anyone? Yes, it is. It's a recipe. And it's on page 59 of the church's newest cookbook, edited by Florence Samuel. And then there's Sandy Dolby. Sandy always makes me laugh with not only something witty and intelligent to say, but something that is spiritually true and right on the mark. She's also one of our faithful Sunday school teachers. No offense, April, but when Sandy's teaching, I sometimes want to slip out and see what they're up to, and perhaps next month I will. Okay, everyone, look up at the ceiling. Look all around. Have you ever wondered how many light bulbs there are in and around the church? I bet you Dick knows. I had the opportunity to assist, or perhaps maybe I should say, make a bona fide effort to assist Dick with a 24-foot or so, maybe 30-foot ladder, and three or so light bulbs the other day. If you think you need a gym to develop core strength, think again. Our church is filled with so many people who are there for us. We do not confine our love for God and His children to the walls of our church. My church, this church, your church, our church accepts me as it does so many with welcoming arms. It gently guides us on our way, rejoices when we are born, nurses us when we are wounded, and forgives us when we have strayed. It also remembers with dignity and grace those who have joined the saints of glory. All of you are part of my church family, and I mean all of you, every one of you. I've grown quite attached to this church, and I have concluded that our pastor's moral and spiritual compass points to true north. I truly believe my spiritual awakening is a direct result of this house that God has built. Unlike the church of my childhood, there is no code regarding the color of my skin, no clothing police, no heterosexuals only seating, and no frowns if I accidentally clap to the music the choir was singing. The doors are always open. The worship hours are clearly posted. And my pastor and friend prefers hugs over handshakes. Remembering where we have been, who we are, where we are going, who we serve, will help us stay true to the path of righteousness and one day have a joyful homecoming. So for now, consider yourselves hugged and cared for. You are my neighbors, and may the grace of God continue to shine on us all. Thank you.